Welcome to the final episode on the teaching of the Tabernacle of the Lord, where we explore the Holy of Holies. This podcast was produced for Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary at Jews for Jesus in South Africa.
Take me past the outer court and through the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. So take me into the Holy of Holies.
Shalom, listeners. We now move into the final part of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. And this is where we find the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. And this, of course, depicts the presence of God. After having moved through a time of praise in the outer court and spirit-filled worship and intercession in the holy place, it's now time to move into that intimate worship and fellowship with God the Father. The Holy of Holies is the meeting place where God and man meet. This is the place of intimate worship and fellowship. This also reminds us of what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about. God created man to enjoy fellowship with him, but due to sin, that fellowship was broken. It is only through the death and resurrection of Jesus that our fellowship has been restored, and it will be at his second coming that we will then experience the fullness of this feast. 1 John 1:3 says, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus the Messiah. The level of intimacy will depend on your relationship with God. The more intimate the relationship, the more intimate the worship. It is through our times of communion with God that a friendship develops. It was said of Moses that he and God spoke as friends at the tent of meeting. Exodus 33 verse 11. So God spoke with Moses face to face, panim el panim, as a man speaks with his friend. We can't worship someone we don't know. Friendships take time and effort to develop. Our relationship with God can only be developed through much time in his word and in prayer. Prayer is not just a monologue, but rather a dialogue, and we are able to talk to him at any time. Have you ever just thanked him for the beauty of his creation when you see a beautiful flower? Have you shared your feeling and emotions with him? Have you shared your joy and excitement with him? These are all ways in which to develop a relationship. Yes, he is our friend. However, he is still God and is therefore holy. And we need to treat him with reverence and awe and not bring him down to gutter level. How do the following two scriptures apply in your life? There is a right and a wrong way to approach God, and the Bible gives us clear details in that regard. This is doing it man's way. When the ark was brought to Jerusalem, we read in 2 Samuel verse 6, David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned on the cherubim. And they carried the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart with the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nachon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it. for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah. And that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord into the city of David. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. You see, God had given an instruction on how the ark was to be carried. Just as he gives us instructions on how we are to approach him in worship through his word. Now let's see what happens when the ark was brought in God's way. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 16 to 24, and then verse 27 and verse 28. David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brothers as the singers who should play loudly on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed him and the son of Joel, and of his brothers Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and the sons of Merari, their brothers Ethan, the sons of Kushashiah, and with them their brothers of the second order, Zechariah, Zazel, Shemiramoth, Zehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaniah, Maaseiah, Mattithiah, Eliphelehu, and Mikneiah, and the gatekeeper Obed-Edom and Jeiel. The singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps according to Alamoth. But Mattithiah and Eliphelethu, Mekniah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azariah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminith. Shenaniah, leader of the Levites in music, would direct the music, for he understood it. Berechiah and Elkaniah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Josaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priests should blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers, and David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, to the sound of the horn, trumpets and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. You see, God had given strict instructions that the ark of the covenant, which represents his presence, was to be carried by the Levites, not put on an ox cart. This now brings us to the end of the series on the tabernacle. I sincerely trust that this has encouraged you to develop an intimate relationship with God. Please join me again as we look at a brand new series entitled Abraham's Act of Worship. And until next time, God bless you all, and thank you for listening.
For more on this series, subscribe to the Life of Worship page on www.baobulb.org.